attack in a shul in Har Nof touches us in a slightly deeper way. Perhaps what it does is it helps us understand or gives us a glimpse into what we should be feeling whenever we hear these things. Not only happened in Har Nof, not only happened to Rabbanim, not only happened in a shul, but one of those who was murdered, of course, was Rav Moshe Twersky from Torah Moshe, who is the brother of our own Rav Meir Twersky and the grandson of the Rav Zatzal. And that brings a horrific story even closer to home. Rabosai, it is very difficult to know what it is that we're supposed to do, but we have to do something. If you read through Tanakh, and I don't mean read through Pasuk by Pasuk and get all the Mefarshim, but if you read through Tanakh, if you read through Malachim Beis, if you read through the stories when we're coming into Eretz Yisrael and in Eretz Yisrael is a place where there are moments where HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us through Eretz Yisrael to just stop what we're doing, stop our everyday life, and pay attention. And if you look, and there were times in Tanakh where it seemed to be much more important, and there were times in Tanakh where you saw that something was going to happen unless the people would wake up, and nobody woke up. And that's because it's never the right day to change. It's never the right day to put these things on our agenda. I know that there's a crisis in Eretz Yisrael, but I have a midterm. I do have a midterm. I know it's a time of crisis in Eretz Yisrael, but I have a schedule. There's so many things I have to do. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is begging for us throughout Tanakh to say, I know you have stuff to do. I know you have a life to live. But there are moments in history where you need to step forward, where you need to do something more. I'm not one to make suggestions. I'm going to make one this afternoon. Rabosai, these special neshamas were taken in the middle of tefillah. Acha shoalti meis Hashem, shivti beveis Hashem kol yamei chayai. We say that we wish we could be in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, but we don't mean it. We don't mean it. It would be nice, it would be convenient to be in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. And yet we run so often from the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We run out of tefillos. Rabosai, there were four precious souls this morning who were taken in the middle of Shacharis. And we would have loved nothing more than for them to have been able to stay and finish their tefillos benachas and to finish them in a proper way. Let's think about that. Let me think about that before I walk out of shul in the middle of Aleinu, before I'm looking at the clock to see when am I going to get on, and the end of davening is just an opportunity to get to something else. Rabosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, at least give me some time. You can't stop everything you're doing, but at least give me some time. Stand in the shoes of those who are davening, for those who are davening for peace, and daven for peace, and spend just a few more moments in the place of those who won't be able to again in this world. Rav Kahn knew, as some of the Rosh Yeshiva knew, the family from the time that Rav Moshe and Rav Meir were young, and had a special relationship with Rav Moshe when he was younger. And he'll share just a couple of thoughts at this time.
To be able to convey even a mashahu of what I feel without bursting into tears is a Herculean task for me, almost impossible. I need to be able to convey to you in just a few moments certain nekudos that are critical for us, and especially at this time. The incredible opportunity that I had to be with the Rav, Zichrono Livracha, for so many years in this Halakha Yeshiva and in the summertime in Anzac, gave me the opportunity also to connect to the members of his Mishpacha in a young person's desire to reciprocate, to give back. I suggested to the Rav, Zichrono Livracha, L'chayolim Abba, that perhaps I would learn with his Einikel. And we started learning Mishlei with the Bir Hagroa. And I just wanted to convey to you a little bit of a conversation that I had with Moshele. The mitzvah bacher. We got to the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Tazayin. Nefesh omel omel oloi ki akav olav pihu. And the Gros says, im lamadeta toila halbe al tachzik toiva la'atzmecha ki lekach noitzarta. And he explains, what does it mean, im lamadeta toila halbe? And he says something very unusual, the Gros says, v'haynu shalomdim lo'odom bebeten imoy kol ha'toyra. Mashiyya bicholos ha'odom lahasiga kol yemei omdoi bazeh ha'olam hazeh. V'zehu ki lekach noitzorto, v'zehu sha'omu yogato umotzosa ta'amin. Ki mashahoyo v'ovad yuchal lihimotzei. The Goyin is saying that yogato umotzosa, because with that yegiyo you bring back that which you learned, b'mei imoi. And I turned to Moshele, I remember it as if it happened 5 minutes ago. I turned to him and said, Moshele, gibakuk, look and see what the Goyin is saying. Any person, every person, learns Torah b'mei imoi. And for him the agenda is yogato umotzosa. For the rest of his life he has to retrieve, to recapture that Torah which he learned in B'mei Yimoy, in the womb. I said, you, Moshele, your Torah B'mei Yimoy goes back, way, way back to Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Your Torah goes back to your father and your Zayde and his father and Reb Chaim and the Beis HaLevi. The Torah that you are learning now is a Torah b'mei imoi of so many generations. And I'm confident, I said to him, I'm confident that you will be able to give back the Torah that you learned b'mei imoi to doiris of young bacharim, of talmidei chachomim, that are growing and budding as you grow up and become a marbitz Torah like your Zayda. And he was listening to this and he smiles. And we go on to the next pasuk. And today, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, the pasuk says, Ochen ka'odom t'musun uchachad asorim t'ipoilu. Notice the Loshon, ka'odom t'musun uka'achad asorim t'ipoilu. And I was thinking of the Medrash in Koheles Rabba on the Pasuk, Ein Shiltoin b'yoyim ha'moves. Reb Levi says that 52 times is mentioned HaMelech David in Tanakh. But when it came time for him to go from the world, it doesn't say HaMelech David. It says HaMelech David Zokain. But when it comes time to leave the world, it says Vayikrevu Yemei David Lomus. I was thinking many, many times, Bamed Vohim Amurim, when the person passes away, when he is naturally taken by the Malach HaMovitz from the world, you can speak about a person who went from a Darga of Melech to a Darga of Odom. Ein Shiltoin B'yoim HaMovitz. But when a person falls B'zdei Krov, when he falls in the Melchoma, when he falls in the middle of Kriya Shema, it's Ka'achad Asorim Tipoilu. He is still the Tsar. Moshe Lo, the great Reb Moshe, Hagoyin Reb Moshe Twersky, Zichrono Livracha, Moshe Lo, this great young Talmud of mine, even the summers in Onset, Massachusetts, you, Moshe Lo, were not ever in Adam. You were a Tsar from the first day that you were born. The scion of all of those Doris of Gedolah Yisrael. This one who became a tremendous Marbitz Torah and a Yoko Shebi Yikarim. The last moment that we were together, there were no words exchanged between us. You know why? Because I was in the middle of Chazoras Hashatz. In that same shul! That same shul! Of Reuben's shul. I was washing my hands. I was about to go to the sink outside of the Beis Medrash and wash my hands for Birchas Koyanim, and suddenly he's there. And I motioned with my hands. I said, "No, maybe you'll wash," meaning, of course, he's a Levi. A Levi washes the hands of a Koyan. And he motions, "Yes." And we washed my hands. That was not so long ago. Kachara sorim tipoilu. He fell, he was a Sara Torah. You're going to ask me, what shall we learn from this? This is one of the greatest mekaymus of Torah in the world, Rabbi Sai. And we want to be Sarei HaTorah too. Living Sarei HaTorah, that's what we want. That's what we're your Rebbeim want more than anything else in the world. And that's what you want. It means with a greater hasmada. It means with a greater commitment. It means all the things that he was and that he became. And it doesn't matter how many Meyei Imoy we have, because each one of us learned Torah b'Meyei Imoy. And each one of us was zoiche to have that matana to be able to achieve your Gaitu Matzosa. No one knows how much Torah we are going to miss, and we have to make it up because he was ours. He was ours. The Rav was ours. He was ours. We should be zeichet to live up to the demands of the time and of the matzav. We should be zeichet to carry that memory, that holy, holy memory. We should be zeichet to become great Talmidei Chachamim and great Marbitzei Torah here in an Eretz Yisrael and wherever. And we can do it. We can become much bigger than we are. And maybe with that there's some measure of nechama in such a senseless and horrible moment when everyone wonders, what is it possibly that Hashem wants from us? We're going to be saying Tehillim. David HaMelech, he has the words. He gave us the words. As is Hashem Yisbarach, we should be free from pain and from suffering and from the tsar. Should be zeiche to be as goel tzedek b'mehegav yameinu amen.
We'll say Tehillim, just a few kapitlach Tehillim. But please, Rabosai, this is not simply 5 minutes spent in tefillah. It's really an hour of crisis in Eretz Yisrael. We daven l'zecha nishmos, those who were killed, and we daven for refuah shleima, for those who were injured. And most of all, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this should be the last one. Please, Rabosai, over the next few days, as long as they're in crisis in Eretz Yisrael, we need to be in crisis right here.
And our davening and our learning, every second of that needs to be something different at these times. Rav Chala.
Lam na tseyaf mizmol David. Yan chor noy v'yom sharov. Yisagef chosheim. Elohei Yaakov.
Yan chadinai biyom sarah. Yisagev chashem. Elohei Yaakov. Kapitel Chaf.
Yisrach Ezrachom mikoydeh. Umitziyom yisodekom.
Yisrach Ezrachom mikoydeh. Umitziyom yisodekom.
Yisrach kol minchosekom.
Yizkor kol min chaysecha, v'yoylasecha yedash nesela.
Yiken lecha chil
bavecha, v'chol atzoscho yemale. Yiten lecha chil bavecha, v'chol atzoscho yemale.
Yiran no abishu asecha, u'vishem Eloheinu nikol.
Yimale Adonai, kol mishaloseko.
Ato yodati, Yoshia Adonai, mishicho, yaneu, mishmeikotcho, begvuros. Yesha Yemino.
Ato Yadati, Kyashia Dinoi Mishiko, Yaneu Mishmekot Shai, Vigavura, Is Yesha Yemino.
Eile Borechem, Veile Vasusim, Vanachnu, Vishem Adonai Eloheinu Naskim.
Eile Borechem, Eile Vasusim, Vanachnu, Vishem Adonai Eloheinu Naskim.
Hey,
Mark, Karu, and I'll follow. Vanak, do come, do. Hey, Mark, Karu, and I'll
follow. Vanak, do come, do. Vanisoida.
Adonai, Oishio, Amelach, Yaneinu, Biyom Kareinu. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph.
Shir Lamalos Esoinai El Harim Meayin Yavo Ezri.
Shir Lamalos Esoinai El Harim Meayin Yavo Ezri.
Ezri Meim Adonai Ose shomayim va'orez.
Zri mi madinai, ose shomayim va'orez.
Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yonum shomecha.
Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yonum shomecha.
Hine lo yonum. Lo yishan shomer yisrael.
Hinei lo yanum lo yishan shomer yisrael.
Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yeminecha.
Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yeminecha.
Mom Hashemesh lo yakeko v'yoreach balaylo.
Yoy mom Hashemesh lo yakeko v'yoreach balaylo.
Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha.
Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha.
Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha me'ata v'ad olam.
Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha me'ata v'ad olam. Kuf Lamed.
Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Karasicha Adonai.
Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Karasicha
Adonai. Shema Bekoli Tiyenaz Necha Kashuvos Lekol Tachuna
Adonai. Shema Bekoli
Maskil David, Yosov Amara, Koli Aladinai Ezak, Koli Aladinai Ezak, Koli Aladinai Eshbok lepanav sikhi, tarashi lepanav agi. Pisatei falai ruchi, v'ato yedato, nesivosi, v'orach zu alayf, tamu fachli. Habay yamin rei ben li makir avad manos mi bani ein doreish the nafshi
zaati elach adoy amarti ato machzi elki beres achayim
zaati elach adoy amarti ato machzi elki beres achayim. Hakshiva ridasi ki daloi simi oi, ratzi leini meroi dvai ki amzu mi meni.
What a pasuk we just said to conclude. Eile varechev, ve'eile vasusim, vanachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. Tomorrow, Rabosai, at 11:40 in Lamport, we will have Ori Yifrach, the father of Eyal Yifrach. He'll be speaking to us at 11:40 in Lamport. We ask everyone to get there promptly, and that'll be followed afterwards with the recitation of more Tehillim. Now that we're finished, please go quickly to your classes so as not to disrupt too much. We should hear Besuras Tovos.